You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fantastic episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
Radio voice, it is, and I'm Rob. And this is episode number 12. What in the world am I talking about? There's a reason for that that I won't bore you with. But anyways, it's actually episode number 840. Glad that you're with us. Keep in mind, we're still doing our contest. Have not seen any reason to stop. Whereby, if you have your question played on the air, then you go into a drawing every 50 episodes. We do that, and we put those 50 episodes, the question asker, into a hat or some mechanism. Pick somebody who gets a free annual membership to Drone You. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about getting a question, you could win a free membership to Drone You. Yeah, good day. Hope everyone's doing well. Thanks for being with us today. Got a little bit of a deeper show today.
We're excited. Let's get right into it. Again, if you haven't signed up for the fly-in, there is still some space. I'm not sure how much space there is right now. But guys, please go. We may not do it again next year. If we do, we might do a retreat style with maybe just like 30 people tops in some foreign country or tropical island. I don't know, but we're not going to do this again. So we're really doing this to build relationships, give you guys value, and have a good time. And if you like those things, then check out droneuflyin.com.
It's going to be a blast. And by the way, if you're looking for a drone, check out dynexdrones.com. They've got some nice programs to help you get that drone that's going to get your business off and running. I think they've got some programs that are actually no money to get started. And then you obviously pay for it monthly from there. Yeah, it's pretty cool what's happening in the industry, helping people get their business started. There's a lot of folks like you out there who really want to do this. Been thinking about it. You've been even making some plans, maybe have a business plan put together or at least started. And part of that business plan includes getting the equipment that you need. Well, dynexdrones.com is a good option for you to go check out and see if they might be a good place for you to get your equipment. And when you go there and you decide to buy stuff, use the coupon code DRONEUSAVE. That's all caps, drone you, just the letter U, obviously, save, and the number 25 all together, and you're going to get $25 off your order. Check them out, dynexdrones.com.
Hi, guys. Tim Alex here, calling from Vancouver Island, Canada. I've been watching your course and learning a lot. I wanted to bring up one thing that I haven't heard you speak about yet in any of your podcasts, and that is finding that the cost of the software, particularly Pix 4D, to be prohibitively expensive, and the trial time rather short. You only get 2 weeks. And so I was running into this, like, how am I going to practice making maps when you only got 2 weeks to do it? For that reason, I decided to go with Maps Made Easy, because they have the point program. And if you do some practice missions that are small enough, they don't deduct any points at all. So you can practice for free and put together a bunch of stitched maps. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about choosing the right mapping platform. I will also say that Maps Made Easy has a great app for flying the mission. As far as I can see, it's one of only two that allows you to come back for a battery refresh. Anyway, that's my question for today. Keep up the good work, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tim, for the question. A little envious of where you're living. It's a beautiful place out there. But this is a big question, and particularly, Paul, for folks that are trying to get their business started, and it seems as though, and you know, you'll talk a little bit more about this, but Pix 4D is kind of the go-to for more complex mapping modeling.
Hold on. I want to clarify something really quick. There is another drone school out there that teaches a mapping course. It's a mapping course that is marketed similarly as our mapping course, but all they do, Rob, is teach you an app. Now, what is the old biblical thing? You can give a man a fish, or you can teach a man to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can give a man an application, or we can teach the man how to make the maps as the application does in a better form, because we know the variables that it uses. So I think it's really important to understand beyond the application. Okay. I just want to say that out there really quick.
Cool.
When it comes to mapping and modeling, actually, if you take our class, our intermediate mapping class, which by the way is now available, full-time, 24/7 in Denver, Colorado. So the new Denver Drone U will be opening soon, actually next month, and the Boulder one has already opened. So that's good news. In other news, though, when we're talking about mapping and you take these classes from Drone U, we typically send out an email a week before and say, download Pix4D, use the free trial, and we want you to try this acquisition strategy, this, this, and this on these types of objects. Go. The reason for this is so that you become familiar with the applications before you come to the class, so you have a better idea of what you're working with. Now, there's something really to differentiate in his question. He said, you know, Pix4D is a 2-week, you know, trial period. That's 2 weeks for Pix4D capture, which is the application to acquire images. And then it's a 2-week trial for the Pix4D desktop application. Okay. Those are two different things. One helps you get pictures. Mm-hmm. One turns pretty pictures into models. Okay. Cool. Now, if I were you, I would do one of two things. I would actually, you could take our, you know, email this guy. I'll offer him the course for free. You can take our online intermediate mapping class and I'll let you take the whole thing. And I'll even let you write, you should write a list up. I'm not like going to let you. I'm going to ask you if you would write a list up of all the different mapping acquisitions that you should practice, like vertical, orbital, grid at a, you know, fixed camera angle, nadir mission, and then learn why all of those process data differently, why orbits make beautiful, crispy, clean models, but have enormous, enormous errors on them, okay? They're not really accurate maps. If you want accurate maps, you got to do a nadir mission. And if you want a beautiful map, you got to do an orbit mission. And then if you want to merge those together to have the best of both worlds, you've got to have great ground control points with great GPS. Now, that being said, that's a lot of information. Where do I start? Let's start with, what do you want to map? What's the deliverable? Let's say you want to get good at mapping golf courses. All right, well then you need to figure out which application is going to help you acquire the images, what images you need to acquire, at what elevation to get what ground sampling distance, to understand why that's important. Okay, now when you do that, you don't have to do the 2-week trial of Pix4D. You can use MapPilot. MapPilot is the application from Maps Made Easy, the one he's talking about. You can use that all day long for free and acquire data up and down, left and right, wherever you want. You don't need Pix4D Capture to get the data. You don't even have to sign up for Pix4D Capture. You could actually use Ground Station Pro. There's a lot of different apps out there. Maps Made Easy through MapPilot is one of the best solutions for two reasons. He got one of them. The one reason he said was, well, I can switch batteries and keep going, going, going. That's fantastic. You're supposed to be able to do that in Pix4D now, but I haven't tried it myself, so I don't know if it's possible. But the other thing that's really, really important about MapPilot is that it does terrain response. So if you're mapping things on big hills, you're going to get great detail no matter the altitude, because it's measuring the altitude for you to get one big, beautiful map.
Cool.
So short answer is, if you don't want to use your 2-week trial of Pix4D, just use Maps Made Easy through MapPilot to acquire all your data. Try to get different types of data so you understand, you know, error rate, sigma squared rate. You understand point density per meter squared. You understand what are other key importances, GSD, and there's some other things.
So you're using it to kind of learn the concepts,
yeah,
before moving up into Pix4D.
Yeah, so you want to fly a nadir mission. You want to fly a crosshatch mission. You want to fly a crosshatch mission with an orbit. You want to fly a crosshatch mission with two orbits. You want to fly a crosshatch mission with three orbits where your camera doesn't ever have any sky in it and it's running a perfect circle around the building. I mean, and then we're going to, you know, change those elevations 10, 15 feet, and we're going to change the tilt of the camera with a formula that we use here at Drone U. Okay. If you were to do all those things, that might take you 2 weeks, okay? You don't need to sign up for the free trial of Pix4D to get the data. Now, you can take the next 2 weeks and use the Pix4D trial to process all of those data sets and learn how processing is different. Learn about point cloud cleanup. Learn about how to add in MTPs, manual tie points. Learn how to, you know, use geometric distortion. Use how to learn these different things we can get different models from. Look, we all know, Rob, if we go into anything with a plan, that it's going to be more efficient and it's going to be faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's recently hit me that no one plans. There are people who are planners, but they don't plan. What am I talking about? Here's what I'm talking about for planning. This is how I think about things. When I need to run errands from the house, I think about what is the shortest distance from one place to the other place? What is the distance from one place to my house? How can I get there the fastest? What's the parking spot that I'm looking for? What products do I need? What aisles are they in? And how can I get around the store the fastest? That's how I think. Because for me, time is money and my time is valuable. So is yours. Don't waste it. Don't let other people waste it. If you always plan 10 steps ahead of exactly what you're doing right now, you'll be fascinated how much stuff you can get done. That's probably one of the keys to my productivity in the last month.
Very cool.
Always
good advice.
Planning ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So. You're right. I think probably not enough people do that. More people kind of just fly by the seat of their pants, as they say.
And some of those people who are like the ultimate organizers and planners, ask them what they're doing in 5 minutes. They will be like, they're not planning.
Sure.
Like,
we're all guilty of that, but it's good to move more towards planning. That's true.
No, and I just say that because you'll be fascinated by just how much it does for your life.
Yeah. So in this particular case,
might drive your wife crazy, but
case in point, maybe. But particularly in this case for Tim, what you're saying is, you can still get the most out of that 2 weeks by being ready to go with that trial when you get to the point of clicking the button, right?
True.
So one of my questions would be, as it relates to all of this, Pix 4D is obviously more expensive than all of these other options, and there's a reason for that, right? So at some point...
yes and no. Go ahead. I mean, if you buy Capture Reality or Bentley or Info, it's very expensive. It's not cheap.
Okay.
But here's the thing. If it's $400 a month, like, or $300 a month with Pix 4D, and you do one mapping job, it's paid for.
Right.
If you're
That's the point. You have to take this in context. Mm-hmm. And there's really, I mean, I love the question. I kind of let, you know, he's asking about these different apps and how can he be effective learning those, and then how could that translate into Pix 4D? The bottom line is, at some point, you got to bite the bullet, right? I mean, that's just part of building the business and figuring out if you're going to move forward with it. I guess what I'm saying is, there's not really an easy answer to the question of Pix 4D costs $350 or whatever it is. You got to figure out how it's going to fit into your workflow and your business. And short of that, do what Paul said, capture using something else, plan for when you're going to click the button for your trial, and then get in there and figure it out as best you can in that 2 weeks. Right?
Agreed. So,
cool.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for us today and these 5 podcasts that we've just filmed. So thanks for sitting in and listening with us. We really do appreciate it. No BS. And if you want to join us at the fly-in, you should go to droneufly-in.com. Otherwise, become a member, get access to the 32 classes, and get ready for part 107. Just go to droneu.education and sign up today. That's going to do it for us today. Again, thank you for the support. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Droneu.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.